Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to the living God. Amen. Ah, we thank you, Jesus. We praise you this morning. We magnify your name. Amen. As God has been moving by his miraculous spirit through and by and according to his word, we thank God for strengthening us and keeping us moving and letting us know that what we see or what we feel or what we can imagine, if it ain't what God want, it will pass. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, open them up to the book of Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and we'll begin with the 14th verse. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the living God. Ephesians 4 and 14. That we henceforth no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by the very which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Well, it's plain to see that it's talking about us. We are that body that God is talking about. That body that's supposed to supply each other with the life that we need to stand and to make it. As we see here, it says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind and doctrine. It's time for us to grow up. We can no longer stay children. You know, the word of God says, when I was a child, I spake as a child and I did childish things. But when I became a man, I put those childish things away. He's trying to teach them something and he's trying to teach us something. He wants us to know, understand that we can't be tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine, like a wave, a hard wave, been going up and going back and going down. But God is telling us we need foundation to stand on. We need something solid that we stand on, something that'll keep us, something that'll undergird us. When trouble is all around us, God will keep us. When the winds of life are blowing back and forth, God will sustain us. When trouble seems to come from the top, God will undergird us. When it comes from underneath, God will hold us steady. We thank God that there's a word. But what we need to know is that we need each other. The body of Christ has forgotten that we need each other. We need each other so that we can stand. There's so many winds and so many different doctrines blowing in the land today. I'm not even going to get into telling you some of them, but there are so many different doctrines. These winds are blowing and they're getting caught up between the ears of the people of God, and they're confused and they're browbeaten and they're down and they're getting discouraged because they don't understand why God isn't moving the way he said he was going to move. Why God isn't doing things the way we believe that the word says he's going. Well, that's because they've gotten confused, because they've allowed this wind to blow into their spirit and confuse them in their teaching. If you're confused in your teaching, then you're going to have a problem. If you go to school to be an engineer, then I very doubt if you're going to be in the agriculture. How many hear me today? If you own a farm, then you're not going to be making engines. What we are taught is what we learn to stand on. What we feel and see in our spirit, according to the word of God, is what gives us our strength. Amen. So Paul is saying, you can't stand on every wind and doctrine by the sleight of men. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness. Well, cunning, I'm going to skip sleight of men because we talked about that yesterday. You know, sleight of men is like putting somebody in the middle of one of those seashell games, where you have to keep up with the peanut in the middle of the shell as they move it around. Well, a lot of ministries are doing that today. They got them shells and they're switching them around, and you got to keep up with the peanut in order to win the game. And you'll never win because it's not the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Then you have the cunning craftiness. Well, I got kind of tickled about the cunning craftiness, because it's very important that we understand that cunning, to be cunning and also to be crafty, takes us back into the garden. You know, Eve was tricked by the cunningness and the craftiness of Satan. What did he use of her? He used the word of God. He tried to use it again when he tried to talk Jesus down off of the mountain. So there's always someone that's trying to use what they have to separate you from what God has called you into. Amen. But I am determined, Brother Rick, that nothing shall separate me from the love of God. You have to make up in your mind that not trial nor tribulation, not circumstance, not wind of doctrine, not people, not even yourself will separate you from the love of God. Cunning craftiness, praise the Lord. It's very important that we understand that this craftiness has to do with subtlety or that which they use to trick you. You know, I was telling them yesterday how there are so many different messages out now. They have the law of this and the law of that, and that you send in, then the law of prosperity will take place. You do this, and the law of the law of peace and the law of health. Well, we don't live by the law. We live under grace. So many people have gotten caught up in this invisible word that they're teaching because it sounds good. It tickles the flesh. It tickles your mind. It makes you think that if you do this, then God's going to do something. You do what you do for God because you love him. But they're cunning, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. They're waiting on you. Once they find out that you're vulnerable, then they lie in wait. And what I mean by lie in wait, that means others, they pass it on to others. They're vulnerable. The love of God is the most important thing that we have. It's our life. It's our character. It's our nature. And everything that comes our way is trying to separate us from that love. But we've got to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that the word of the Lord will strengthen us. See, when we do this, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And we know that Christ is the head, which is flowing down into the body, and the body is flowing back up into the head. And when that happens, then we are able to flow out into the rest of the body. You've been put here. You've been bought with a price. God puts you here so that you can minister to somebody else. You may not know what your ministry is. Your ministry may be a ministry of joy. It may be a ministry of peace. It may be a ministry of encouragement. You never know. But you have to let God lead you into that so that you can do it. God is trying to bring forth some people today that are getting themselves ready to do ministry in this earth. Sure, it's hard. Sure, it's troublesome. Sure, there's trouble on every corner. Sure, but God said, I'll keep you and I'll make a way of escape for you and I'll bless you in spite of the circumstance. I'll bless you in spite of your pain. I'll bless you in spite of your intimidation. I'll bless you in spite of your circumstances. God is saying today, if you hold fast to your profession of faith, knowing that I am the blesser, that I am the interceder, that I am the healer, that I am the way maker, I will make a way for you. But you've got to understand that every one of you needs to encourage and strengthen each other. My God. We got people we don't even speak to. He was in Ephesus trying to get them to understand something. So, as we grow up into him, from whom the whole body, from whom the word from means eyes, from inward outward, from in, from the in out, from the interior to the exterior, from the whole body. It's talking about all of us, not just parts, not just this body of believers here, but a body of believers over on the east side, a body of believers on the west side, a body of believers up north, wherever they are, wherever the body of believers are, God is saying the whole body needs to be fitly joined together. We can't be joined together if we have schisms. Y'all don't hear me this morning. I can't be joined together with you if I don't like what you wear or how you wear your hair or how you talk or how you carry yourself. I can't be joined with you because my mindset is not going to allow me to, because then I want to think that I'm better than you are or I'm smarter than you are or I'm more intelligent than you are or I'm, come on now. God is trying to get us to a place where the love of God flows out like rivers of water, so that people will know that the love of God is a reality and it's just not a fluke, or it's not something that we don't have nothing else to do but talk about. But the love of God is the reality of who God is and what He saved us for. The reality of love is that the love of God can comfort. The love of God has compassion. The love of God is full of peace. The love of God is strength. The love of God is God. And when they can see the love of God coming forth and flowing forth out of your life, they'll know that God ain't just a myth, but He's a reality. Glory to God. So the whole body is fitly joined together, which means becoming mature or perfectly. When we become mature, we put away what? Childish things. What are childish things? Belly aching, backbiting, persecution, afflicting, things we do to harm others. And what we don't realize in harming others, we're actually harming ourselves. If you show love, love will manifest back unto you. So God is trying to let us know we need to be fitly joined, fitly or in a way joined together through the teaching of God, that we're not moved or separated from God's love. Amen. How many understand that? The whole body, not just some of it, but the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth. Every joint supplier. Well, we looked up the word joint and it means ligament. Ligament is a band of connective tissue that connects various structures such as two bones. In the Latin, it means to bind and to tie. So from the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by the itch which every way the joint supplies. Why? Because God wants us to understand that He wants to tie us together as one, so that we are the joint. We are the ligament that supply each other. We're so compacted together that we can't do anything but give forth that which we have. If you have the love of God in your life, then that's what is going to flow out of your life. You're compacted together. Compacted means that you're placed in closely together, that you're touching, that you're a part of one another. When you're the ligament, gives the strength, and out of the ligament flows strength. It even supports some organs. Why? Because it's strong and it's united, and it keeps the bones and the marrow all together. God wants us to understand that He wants us to be like a ligament, jointly tying us together, keeping us together. Why? When you're down, I can encourage you. When you're sick, I can pray the prayer of faith for you. When you're discouraged, I can lift you up. When you don't feel good, I can tell you that God is a healer. When you got problems in your mind, I can tell you that God is able to give you the peace. When there's trouble all around you, I tell you God don't care nothing about trouble, because He's greater than your problem. Why? Because we learn to encourage each other. When you come into the household faith, or when you run into people, you have to let them know that God is a healer. Not just because I say so, because I know so. God is a deliver, not because I say so, but because I know so. I know that God can provide peace, not because I say so, but because I know so. And because I know this, now I can let the power of God, the love of God, flow forth out of my life, which is in my joints, flow out of my joints, out of my ligaments, into your ligaments, so they may be strengthened also. We as the body of Christ are separating ourselves from one another, because we believe that this teaching is better than that teaching, and this teaching is more exciting than that teaching, and this teaching is boring and that teaching isn't. But God said, my word is my word. Let me tell you how God works. How the joint or the ligament has the ability to supply to the other body, the other parts of the body. I was watching Joel Osteen. I don't know the word I'm looking for, but I can't sit there for very long and listen. I can't sit and listen very long. When you've been around patients, when you've been around Pastor Hart for so long, he was so wiry and so fiery. When you try to watch somebody that's really just laid back, slow, calm, peaceful. You ready to say, come on, man, get it going. But God taught me something. God said, I've joined you all together. It doesn't matter how he teaches or how he brings the word forth, he's still a part of the body, the whole body. And because he's a part of the whole body, he is jointly fitted together with you. And if you will understand that, then what he has can flow into your spirit and into your life, and it'll be a blessing to you. So I decided, Brother Chet, that I was going to sit and I was going to be patient. And I asked the Lord, I said, Father, give me the understanding and the knowledge and the peace that I might sit and perceive what the man of God is saying. And what he began to say began to touch my heart, and it touched my spirit. And I found out it doesn't matter how they preach or what they preach. It matters what the word of God is saying, and if the word of God is truth. And the word that he was preaching was the truth. That was just his way of preaching it. So because I decided that I'm a part of the whole body, and he is jointly fitted together with me, and I'm compacted with him, so that means we're going to mind the same principles and say the same things. He just says it in a different way than I say it. So therefore, I learned something. God taught me something. So I'm finding out that we, the body of Christ, we need each other. We've got to have each other. For every joint supplies according to the effectual working. The effectual working, effectual is energia, or it's the power of God. The power of God means that you're working. It's working in you. It's working around you. It's working for you. Sometimes you can't see God working, but he's working. God's going to bring you forth. God's got somebody that he's planted in your life that's a hater, somebody that's persecuting you, somebody that's talking about you. But I got news for you. If you hold fast what God has given you, God will give you a word for them. God will give you a peace for them. It may not come out of your mouth, but it'll come out of your lifestyle and out of your conversation. Yeah. Amen. I'm about to close. Hallelujah. Every joint supplier, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body. Every part maketh increase. So what he's saying is, your ministry might not be like my ministry. And my ministry might not be like your ministry. And your ministry might not be like his ministry. But regardless of what the ministry is, if we move according to the love of God, we have the ability to make each other increase. Increase in understanding, increase in knowledge, and increase in love. Because we're flowing into each other's lives and we're strengthening each other. I'm strengthening you by what I understand, and you're strengthening him by what you understand, and he's strengthening her by what he understands. We're increasing each other because the whole body, which is jointly and fitly joined together, which is a ligament which supplies the blood and the other cells into the rest of the body, we feed each other and we restore each other. We restore each other and we lift each other up, and we let each other know that I know you're going through, but you can make it. Well, they want to know, how can you make it? Because I made it. I stood with, now you can stand. Then they can tell somebody else. And that's how it flows. So that's why when we knitly and we're compacted together, we understand each other. We understand that Christ saved his life that we might live. We understand that God is a healer. We understand that God can deliver. And we understand that God is a savior. Why? Because we're so compacted together. I know what you know, and you know what I know. I don't know so much that you don't understand, and you don't know so much that I understand, but now we are understanding the same thing, because we're no longer children, but we're mature adults, knowing that the word of God came to heal, deliver, and to set us free. So now we got to stand fast on that word, understanding that as we make an increase of the body, it begins to edify us in love. Now people know that there's something about you that's different. You don't have to open up your mouth to make them know. You don't have to throw your hands up everywhere you go to make them know. You don't have to pray at your dinner table for 20 minutes to make them know. They know that there's something different about you, because there's something flowing up out of you, and it's called the love of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's up to you. But see, Christ is coming back for a church which is out without spot or wrinkle. That doesn't mean that you're going to be perfect, but that still means you're going to be mature in God, so that the love of God. See, when he comes back, he's looking for a church like himself. What is that? God is love. So he's coming back looking for a church or a body of believers that he can see what? Love. And everything in your life around you is trying to separate you from that love, because the love of God is not like filial love. Filial love means that you can love who you want to love. Agape love means you got to love unconditionally. You got to love folks that despitefully use you. You got to love folks that hate you. You got to love folks that talk about you. You got to love folks that afflict you. You have to love folks that persecute you. You have to love folks that don't love you. It's easy to love somebody that loves you back, but God wants you to start loving them folks that don't love you, so that you can get the message out. Jesus is alive and he's well and he's living in his people in the earth, and he's demonstrating the power of his Father through us, because we are knitly, we're fitly joined together, and now the power of God. And see, when we fitly join ourselves together and we become compacted, what we create is a corporate anointing. There's no longer individual anointings, but they're corporate anointing. That means your anointing is linked up with mine. My anointing is linked up with hers, where all of our anointings are linked up. What a corporate anointing does, it creates an atmosphere, an effect, where everyone that has a need gets their need without even having to have hands laid on them, but the word of God does it. Yeah. I got news for you. God has taken us someplace, but there's only one way to get there: in love. Everyone stand. Hallelujah. In my earlier years in this ministry, I had a real problem with the love of God. Because I couldn't believe that some of the folks that said they loved God the way they did had the attitudes that they had. And it almost caused me to leave the church. Because I said, their people are nicer on the outside than they are here. See, the thing about the love of God, agape love, or unconditional love, is that when you come into the midst of folks, your problems and your situations are supposed to become secondary. This becomes secondary, and the love of God is supposed to be the first. Because if you let that go first, then you put God first. Anything you put God first in, God is going to bless you. He promised that. If you put him first, God will do great things for you. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Whatever it is in your heart that you need, God will add it unto you. But it's the love of God that causes you to put him first. Because baby, it's some folks out here that's going to try you. It's some folks out here that know where your button is. You got your button tucked in behind your jacket, but they know where it's at. And they know how to reach around without you knowing it's there and hit it too. And they know how to set you off. But the power of God says that you have the ability to bring all that under subjection to the word of the Lord and love them in spite of. Amen. That's what's going to save this world: love. The love of God. And it's got to come forth from us. But we've got to become a unified front. A unified front manifesting a corporate anointing that will destroy yokes, pull down strongholds, tear apart principalities. Have you ever read the epistles or read the Bible when they never laid hands on the sick? They said you can, but they didn't. But folks were healed just by hearing the word of the Lord. Because God has a way of touching his own love in your hearts. And he can take that love and he can heal your back, and he can heal your stomach, he can heal your head, he can heal anything in your body through the love of God. And I appreciate God today that he loved me so much to let me be alive and to glorify his name today. Amen. I am very appreciative of the Lord, because he could have let me go and I'd have been gone. But God said, not so. Many of you, God has spared your lives. when you've been in some of the worst parts of your life, God has brought you through and brought you out and kept you. That's what he does. That's his love. If he has that type of love for us, then what type of love should we have for each other? Amen. If you need prayer this morning, you're going through some situations, folks persecuting you or afflicting you or coming against you in some way, and you've been praying that God change them, I got a revelation for you. God don't want them to change. He wants you to change. He wants you to change because you have the ability and the right to be transformed by the renewing of your mind according through and by the word of God. And God will bring forth deliverance and healing in the lives of those that come in contact with you. Ministry is more than getting up with a mic. Ministry is when you're out there on the streets and folks are flipping you off and calling you all out your name because you messed up and cut them off. Ministry is having compassion for that one that no one wants to have compassion for. The greatest story I ever heard in my life was one that Pastor Hart told about, I forgot what country he was in. I don't know whether it was in Brazil or not. And they were walking by a man that was sitting on the streets. And this man had boils and all kind of stuff all over him. And he was nasty, and you know, he didn't smell good. And Pastor Hart walked up to him and said, Jesus told him that Jesus loved him. And the man said, don't nobody love me. Pastor Hart told him again, Jesus loves you. He said, if your Jesus loved me, prove it. Pastor Hart said he fought in his mind, in his spirit. He said, Lord, I can't do this. Look at him. Look how bad he looks and look how bad he smells. I can't do this. He said he stood up and something happened in him. There was a peace that flowed all through his body. And when he turned around and he looked at the man again, he knew the boils was there, but he didn't see him. He knew the man smelled, but he didn't smell him. He knew the man was dirty, but he didn't notice. And he reached down and he kissed that man on his lips. And that man cried and gave his heart and life to God, because somebody finally showed him that the love of God was more than just talk, that it was a reality. Sometimes God is going to require you to do some of the most uncanny things to let his love be shown. But I pray that you have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, that you might know that God is talking to you. And whatever God tells you to do, if you do it, don't always look for the blessing, but look for the insight and the understanding of it. God's going to put you in that position. I pray that when you get there, that you have the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding to obey God. Amen. Come on and give God some praise.